This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us as he does every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot is none other than Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast, Go Birds Daily. How you doing, Elliot?
You know, it would be a good bit if you had people fill in for me on Tuesdays, but still called it Tuesdays with Elliot. Yeah. Just we have Joe Giglio here for Tuesdays with Elliot.
We tried to do that, but you keep coming in on Tuesday.
Jack didn't even text me about coming in today. I just assumed.
Yeah, I was like,
it's a Tuesday.
McManus. Yeah, I was going to have McManus here for Tuesdays with Elliot.
Like, please read your article.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you're here because I got backup.
Oh, well, yeah. I got
my backup here now.
Oh, I thought we were back to back.
All on the same thing. Fifth is good. By the way, before we get to it, how was the Cowboy Carter World Tour?
She was unbelievable. Like, it was, and I'll say this.
Beyonce shirt you have?
Beyonce, yeah. Come on, the merch. I had to do it. I almost posted on TikTok a video of the merch, but I couldn't bring myself to
do it. Why are you on TikTok now? So,
I'm trying to get more sponsors, bro.
So, wait a minute. Long sleeve shirt, I'm guessing $70.
75.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
They didn't have the hoodie I wanted, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. But as someone that saw both Beyonce and Taylor Swift, no big deal to me.
Yeah.
I would say the Taylor concert was more of an event, but the Beyonce concert was better.
Huh.
Anyone want to chime in there?
No.
I didn't see either of them.
I didn't see either.
Well, any of our listeners that saw both.
Probably dads of teen girls.
Yeah, and me.
Now, I heard you say, I just want to clarify this. You're like, it was a four-hour concert. She did not perform for 4 hours. There were openers.
I think she ended up being, no, there were no openers.
So then how is it a four-hour concert?
Well, I had read online it was a 3.5-hour concert.
But it wasn't.
No, it ended up being, I think, close to three or like almost 3 hours. Yeah, she started.
They probably played music for her.
Yeah, there were slight intermissions where they did things, but. One more thing, a pet peeve of mine for concerts. Like, she did Crazy in Love, but didn't do the whole thing and, like, kind of did, like, a mixed version.
Yeah.
Just play your hits. Like, I hate when artists kind of back away from playing their biggest hits because they've done it 1,000 times. Like, I know it's an old song. I know it's not your recent album. But everyone wants to hear Crazy in Love. Everyone wants to hear the full version of Irreplaceable.
I don't really know that they do.
I think they do, based off of the reaction when she started it.
Well, here's my thing. Those are old classics.
Yeah.
She's got this Western thing going on.
I know, and she did all that. She had more than enough time. It was 3.5 hours or whatever, 3 hours.
I'm just saying, but as an artist, she doesn't want to constantly go back doing songs from 20 years ago.
She'll have her opportunity in 20 years.
Yes, when she's old.
Where she's just doing the greatest
hit. Yes.
Like I saw, Metallica played 2 nights at Lincoln Financial Field, Friday night and Sunday night.
Wow, I'm surprised they could do both nights.
Yeah, well, they can. Here, 40 years into it, still doing two nights
crazy.
At the Link. Yeah. Unbelievable. All that with no songs anybody knows.
But no bangers.
Yeah, but I can tell you, fans of them, a lot of them don't go and want to hear all of like the biggest songs.
Yeah.
Like they want to hear songs maybe they haven't heard. They want to hear a good mix of the biggest ones. Now, her teasing you with a minute of it.
Right, that's my point. She dropped the Say My Name beat, everybody went crazy, and then just didn't do it though.
Yeah, just give you a little bit of it.
But I need all of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
3.5 or 3 hours.
Yeah, she's got time. It's not like, you know, she doesn't try to.
She also has a lot of songs.
She does. I agree.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think I've seen at least 3 Beyonce concerts.
Well, she could maybe skip the cowboy stuff and do the other
we don't
songs.
Need the deep cuts of Cowboy Carter.
I agree with you. See, I didn't want to say that, but I agree with you.
A lot of people are dressed up as cowboys. Like, a lot.
Yeah, that's going on in the delegation.
Yeah.
It's a new thing this last year or so.
You're welcome.
Can't really say, yeah. I don't know if I appreciate it or not. No, I do some of it. Yeah, I do.
I can't. I'm just trying to picture you going to like the Link to see Beyonce in a cowboy hat.
No, you know what it is? It's the women in the cowboy outfits.
Yeah, right. Lots of like
don't really need to see the dudes in the cowboy outfits, but the women with the cowboy outfits on. Yeah.
I would agree. There were some fly cowboy hats, but most for the most part, it wasn't a good look.
Yeah,
I would agree.
You're gonna buy a cowboy hat? Aren't
you? I would not.
Well, no,
with
he's
the
not
hair.
Guy
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, with the hair.
A little Stetson.
I did do a jean jacket, but that's not really cowboy.
No, jean jacket's rock
jean
and roll,
jacket.
Bro.
What do you got Wrangler? Would you wear a Wrangler's jacket?
All black, everything. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Black everything.
You're something else.
Thank you.
So before we get on to, do we start with the salary cap thing or the Jalen thing?
I think the salary cap thing's more interesting.
Okay, all right. So
then Jalen, that's a shocker.
we'll get back to
that. That just means they want to take a break
for a minute. Yes. Yeah.
So here was the quote from Friday, I believe, from Roger Goodell. There have been no formal plans or decisions. We obviously continue to be in close communication with the union on a variety of matters, but no start of negotiations has been set under or are under considerations really at this point. We did spend time today talking at length about areas of our collective bargaining agreement that we want to focus on. The two areas we really spent time on were the cap itself, the integrity of that system, how it's working, where do we need to address the context of collective bargaining, when does that happen? That was a lengthy discussion. The second is just of rising cost, the cost of stadiums, the cost of facilities, the cost of operation, the cost of investment, and how dramatically that's impacting the ownership view. So this leads people to believe that, and one of the is teams' ability to sort of circumvent the cap with void years and things like that, which allow them, the teams that are willing to spend more money, to have an advantage by doing that with the cap, leads you to believe that they would think about changing that.
So, yeah, and this is, we spent a lot of time talking about the tush push, obviously. This is a way bigger deal than the tush push. It won't get as much coverage, but if they change the way you can circumvent the cap, that is a blow to how the Eagles do things currently. Now, who knows? Maybe they'll find a different way. Like, I think when you have smart people running it, you can always find workarounds compared to teams that don't have smart people running it. But the best way I could explain this to how it would hurt the Eagles is if you look at the top 10 players on their roster in terms of average contract per year. So Jalen's average contract is around $50 million, but he never counts that against the cap. Their 10 highest paid players average out to cap hits of around $225 million a year, but they only count for about $110 million on the cap. So basically, the way the Eagles are able to have such a talented roster, and everyone goes, well, how do they do this? It's because when you hear the players making X, he's actually making half of that on the Eagles' salary cap because they add void years, Jeffrey Lurie cuts big checks. So if they make a change to that, it will even the play. It will even the playing field between the owners that don't spend a lot of money and the owners that do spend a lot of money.
So here is, I think there are a number of reasons why this is coming up, but the first one is you are starting to hear public players, and regular fans understand that this is going on,
yes,
and talk about it. And I think it makes the owners who don't participate in it more, there's a spotlight on them, and because the Eagles are like, hey, they can do whatever they want because they're willing to spend the money. And what I would say is this.
Joe Burrow was one of the first ones to do it.
To point out, well, why can the Eagles do it? Why can the Eagles do it? Every time this happens, the leagues do something to fix it. And because most rules in CBAs like this are done to protect the owners from themselves and done to keep salary down.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
Yep.
That's why all these aprons exist in the NBA. That's why the luxury tax exists in baseball.
Which
they don't have a cap, but essentially they have a cap except for the couple of owners who will. And my guess is that there's probably, four owners who are willing to spend at this level, but everybody else is not.
Well, and I would think with baseball, like some of the things that Dodgers are doing with deferring the money, like 30 years or whatever, that seems like a pretty clear, unfair thing. I think what the Eagles are doing, I agree with you that like why they're doing it for sure. I think the Eagles, like they've just come up with a smart way to do it. And
what's the difference between this and deferring
money?
Well,
I think there's a little now.
At least players are deferring. At least players are getting a loss when they defer the money.
With the Dodgers, basically they pay Ohtani, a ton of money, but they only pay him a little bit each year now, and then they
keep.
So that seems more unfair to me than what the Eagles are doing, because the Eagles are at least cutting players big checks now. Ohtani is, they are flat out not paying Ohtani for another whatever many years it is. So I think there's a difference there. I think with the Eagles, they have found a loophole. But the good news is for fans is this is probably 2 or 3 years away. So they have time to adjust, and it's probably not going to impact like this current group of Eagles.
No, what it'll be is when the, and the whole context of this discussion is the 18-game schedule.
Yeah.
Is they will wrap it up into whatever changes they make here will be wrapped up in whatever that agreement
yes.
is. That
Agreed.
Would be my guess.
But it would be a change to how the Eagles do things for sure. Like it would definitely. I mean, we you know, it's a shame you had Jake Rosenberg on. I feel like now you're starting to understand the cap. It'll just change back. Like it'll be easier now at this point.
To understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the one point that Jake Rosenberg made, which I think is true, is it's hard to judge any of these contracts because of the amount of stuff that you don't know
right.
what's in the contract. They don't make the void year thing public, as far as I know.
No, well, they do, but okay. it's not like the NBA where, you know, if you sign a 5-year, $100 million deal, you're getting $20 million a year for 5 years, and you can compare, like, to the market. Even when new contracts come out now, like, Jalen should absolutely be demanding a raise this offseason. Like, full stop.
Don't worry, it's coming next year.
Yeah, but I would do it now if I were him. Like, now's the time to do it.
Oh, before this happens.
Yeah, he may be doing it.
Or just before he plays next year. I mean, yeah. So, but like, Jalen is technically not a top 10 paid quarterback right now. So, if I was him, I would be asking for more money. But, yeah, I'll losing this will hurt the Eagles for sure.
Yeah, and if I were them, I would
Won't
start.
Hurt the Eagles. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out, but they're losing an advantage. The advantage they have right now is Jeffrey Lurie cuts big signing bonus checks that others' owners won't do.
Well, according to your reasoning, shouldn't they be so proud that they came up with something so good
I was going to say this. You beat me to it. Like this will be another thing for Howie Roseman's Hall of Fame case.
Oh, my God.
Which would have been a bigger loss, the tush push or this cap?
Well, definitely this. I mean, the
this
tush
is a
push,
way bigger deal.
Yeah, it's a way bigger deal. The tush push they would have been mostly fine without. I think there would have been a coolness of it getting banned, like whatever. They will actually have to figure things out if this changes.
Yeah, you know what you figure out? Draft better.
Well, they're drafting pretty good right now.
Well, they are. Yes, the last 3 years,
right.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They are drafting better. But I'm saying that's how you do it. Because see, what happens is when you spend money, all you're doing half the time is you're erasing mistakes that you've made
sure.
already in the past.
Yeah.
But the tough thing, though, will be, and I you can tell me if this happens in the NBA. I don't think it happens a ton. But I do think if, let's say they hit, like they did, they hit on their last 9 picks in the first 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to pay all those guys because they can manipulate the salary cap and mm-hmm. do this. I do wonder, because there's so many draft picks in the NFL compared to the NBA, and I guess baseball is a lot, but that's like a fake draft. Like, do you think that it'll become hard for teams to sign their own players?
Yes.
And that, I think that's a negative.
NBA,
but I think that's
yeah.
a negative, right? Like, so, like, where let's
well,
just use
Nolan
Smith.
Well, it's a negative to keep players, yeah.
Yeah.
But two sides to every coin.
Yeah.
If the player can't get his value, he wants to be a free agent.
Oh, I agree with you.
So the player wants to go get paid. Yeah.
I agree with you. I just think the best system is where the team should be able to pay their player
their
they drafted market value. And I don't think a good system is one where a player, we'll just use Nolan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Smith has to leave because, to your point, like he should, go get your market value. You
yeah.
should. But I think if the Eagles draft a player, develop the player, want to keep him, and are willing to pay him, it's not a good system if you're not allowed to keep your own players.
Well, but also to your point about erasing mistakes, okay, you could say that that's fine, but then I could come back and say, well, you just spent $17 million a year on Bryce Huff. So you're saying I should change the rules to let you keep whoever you want when you're spending $17 million over here.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a good allocation of funds, right? Like, I think they do it to erase mistakes.
For sure.
From
now,
a certain
one thing, I guess not to keep comparing, but like in the NFL, you can erase mistakes much easier. In
yes.
the NBA,
yes.
in the NBA and baseball,
oh, you're stuck
it's
you
harder, right?
Wrong.
So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
When they redo all this, like, will it be as easy to erase mistakes? You know, like,
I don't think it will be.
No, it will level the playing field.
Yeah, mistakes will be more costly because you almost will be stuck with certain players.
The counter to that would be if the Eagles cut somebody today, the reason there's big cap hits is because they stretch these things out over 8 years. If you're just flat out doing a 5-year, $100 million deal, then in theory,
it's $20 million a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's not, so maybe there's that, but I think it would probably be harder.
Well, it definitely happens in the NBA. You can just look at the effect that the new rules have had, not just over the last 3 years. We don't see repeat champions in the NBA anymore. Like
yeah.
we used to all the time. And they're talking about breaking the Celtics team up. Part of why Denver wasn't able to stay good is because they couldn't pay Bruce Brown and they couldn't pay
Jeff Green, all those role players.
I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
People, leagues love parody.
Because I know they do.
It means that, I think it's a bad thing. I like when there are dynasties. I like when there's teams that people, you know, want to gun for. I like when there's like evil empires. Yeah. I love the Heat. Like, I thought the Heat with LeBron and all that stuff was good for the NBA because everybody had something to gun for.
The Warriors with Durant.
Yeah, I thought it was. But the leagues like parody because they don't want fan bases going into a season thinking, we have no chance to win.
And the NFL, I think, more than any other sport currently has that. Where
what we thrive on, baby. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Like, almost every team can go into the season being like, you never know.
Yep. So OTAs, were you at NovaCare today?
No, so the Eagles were at NovaCare today for the first day of a two-day OTA. We are there tomorrow and get to watch in full.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Are you charting it?
Of course. Now, they're not official stats. Like, these are just more informative.
Yeah, like
the training camp stats are kept year over year. Like, these will just be informative.
So it's 7-on-7. Are there pads? There are no pads, right?
No. So they can do 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. That doesn't mean they definitely will when we're there tomorrow. And the other component to this is it is supposed to rain all day tomorrow. You wonder, with a 90-man roster, if they move in the bubble. Like, just throwing that out there.
No doubt, moving into the bubble.
Yeah, it just might impact what they do.
That's a 40-minute practice tomorrow.
Exactly, right.
That's way too many players to be in that bubble.
But what we will get to see tomorrow is the first look at the depth chart. And they'll say it's just day, you know, and that, there is truth to it.
What are you looking for?
Well, really four main spots.
Okay.
First one to me is the right guard. Is it Kenyon Green or is it Tyler Steen? I think it'll be Tyler Steen because he's been here longer.
Sure.
He knows the offense.
Sure.
I think he'll be up first there. The second one would be the safety spot. Is it going to be Sidney next to Reed Blankenship? Is it going to be Lewis Cine? Is it going to be Makuba? I would guess it's not Makuba.
Sidney healthy?
Sidney is healthy.
He is healthy and ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he ended the season healthy, if I'm not mistaken.
Did
right?
he? I couldn't remember because I thought he got injured late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No,
maybe that was 2 years ago.
Two years ago. But the other name is, there's Lewis Cine, right?
Yeah.
First round pick, has the best draft pedigree of all of them. But and then there's Tristan McCollum. Like, Tristan McCollum was the starter opposite Reed last year.
I don't want to see him on the field.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm just letting you, like,
I didn't even know he was still
he's
here.
He's on the roster, and obviously Vic Fangio likes him. So that's the other one.
Everybody has a blind spot.
He's not perfect.
Am I crazy? Am I taking crazy pills? Did it seem like something bad happened every time Tristan McCollum was out there?
I would agree with you. I would just say, though, like, Sidney Brown hasn't played. Makuba hasn't played.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, so there's not, like, a stud prospect there.
Yes, I got you.
Like, if they took Malachi Starks and they had McCollum out there, I'd be like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
But, so then the other one would be the linebacker spot. And then that's the Jahad Campbell of it all. Like,
did you mention corner?
I was going to do that next.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
Corner, I think it's going to be Keeley.
Okay.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, well, and again, this is the caveat to all this right now, is Keeley's been here.
Keeley knows the
defense. So there's that component to it.
Yeah.
But at linebacker, you have obviously Zach Bond will be one of them. And then I don't think Jahad Campbell's going to practice tomorrow. So assuming Jahad's not out there, then you have probably no Nakobe, I would think. And then
his nephew out there.
Trotter will be out there.
Yeah, he out there.
But the other name I'd keep an eye on as a potential starter would be the rookie out of Georgia, Smile Mondon Jr.
Oh, light.
Exactly. Like,
I'm sure he doesn't want to be called that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But ultra athletic, probably the best athlete if you don't include Jahad. They're different kinds of athletes.
A young height.
Yeah. He's like a could play safety size linebacker.
Yes.
That's
me.
Exactly. But he's viewed as a very smart football guy.
Mm-hmm.
So another Ike thing right there. So I wouldn't like completely rule him out. Like, he's played with the Georgia guys. So they got a lot of options.
How do you pronounce that name?
I believe it's Smile Mondon Jr.
That's right. It's not spelled like smile.
It's smile.
In a weird way, it's smile.
Yeah,
isn't it like S-M-Y-L-E or something?
It's I think there's an A.
I thought it was an S. There's an A in there somewhere. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Smile.
Yeah, I think
I'm 99% sure.
I looked it up. I'm pretty sure it's Smile.
Smile? Yeah. Okay, so that's easy.
Yeah.
Do you have any Any thought that Kyle McCord is QB1?
You don't think you'll see him out there tomorrow at QB1? No, I think he's probably QB4 tomorrow, if
okay.
I had to guess.
Yeah. All right.
But I'll have the Kyle McCord stats for
What's
you.
What's his
don't
number?
Worry. Wasn't it 19?
That's
seven?
Top number.
No, it's at 16?
No, because Tanner's 16, right?
Tanner yeah.
Key.
Okay, so
I thought he had a good number.
To look this up.
What was his college number?
No,
six?
He's 19 for the Eagles.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, because
it's not a bad number.
No, it's not terrible. It's not a great number, but it's not a terrible
Johnny
number.
Johnny U, man.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
You ever heard of Johnny U?
But that's so long ago. Like,
Listen,
no one's excited to be 19 because of Johnny Unitas at this point, I feel like.
I showed the Bloomsburg.
What about Joe Montana?
Wasn't he 16?
16.
Kansas City.
Oh, my
oh,
bad.
Oh, well, that's even worse.
My career was over.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pretty good with Kansas City.
He made it to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Buffalo.
All right.
Nice stats.
Okay.
Jack didn't know that.
Now, we will get to two things with you, Elliot. First of all, we will get to your opinion on the Jalen thing. Mm-hmm. Second of all, Paul George quotes on Ace Bailey.
Ooh, boy.
And third, there was an interesting article from Ben Solak at ESPN.com today about which it was just sort of looking ahead to the season, and the Eagles were mentioned in a couple of spots. But before we get to that, next question today is, what is the best concert you've ever saw? And you as a concertman.
Yeah, so I have recency bias, so part of me just wants to say Beyonce, because
oh
I was just
God.
There. But I would say the best concert I've ever been to was I was at the first Made in America, where it was like Jay-Z walked down the Art Museum steps,
yeah.
Kanye came out, 2 Chainz, like Pusher, like that.
That's the one Jack was at?
Yeah. Well,
No. I was at 2 Chainz, Meek, Drake in Camden.
You were
in Camden?
Yeah. Come on, man, in a Larry Bird jersey.
Who'd you go with?
Oh, you took the ferry over. Come on. What are
you
we talking
about? You
bring
Jill to that one?
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Who went with you?
He said in the Larry Bird jersey.
Yeah, with the shirt underneath it.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. It's Celtics Larry Bird jersey with the shirt underneath
it. Do you have pictures of this?
Somewhere. I got to find it.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Oh, my God. It.
Can't believe you wore the
Larry Bird jersey.
The shirt underneath is really funny, too. Was it a concert? Like a summer concert?
Yeah.
And you still went with the shirt.
What was it?
Of course. What do you mean?
He's buffed. You think he's out there ripped up?
I just think the shirt under the jersey looks so silly that you have to wear no shirt if you're going to do. What I'll do is I'll do the jersey, maybe put like a shirt over it.
An unbuttoned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a better look than that.
I would
button
agree.
Up shirt with a jersey?
Not
I'll
like
you,
a jacket.
I'll show you
like
show you
a sort of like a jacket shirt.
Okay.
Almost.
Like I'll show you a picture.
Yeah. Show you a picture. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Larry Bird jersey, man.
Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. Lay our cards down.
Pass.
She also didn't close with this, which is crazy to me.
Did she do it?
Of course she did it, yeah.
Okay.
But she did it like 5 songs to go.
Oh.
And I mean, the place was going crazy. Lots of cowboy
WIP
hats
afternoon
getting twirled.
Show. Yeah. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, I don't want any like country music. I don't want Beyonce's country music.
So I'll be honest, like the older I get, the more I get into country.
But you get into like fake country, right? Like Morgan Wallen and all
no,
that
No, like
stuff.
Zach Bryan.
Well, Zach Bryan's the fake country too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But
I could
just tell within 10 years I'll be... in the country.
All countryed up?
Yeah, just slowly.
Willie Nelson country?
No.
Oh, okay.
New country.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Elliot, here was the question we asked. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? Now, that's where they had him. They had him fifth, outside of the top. Have you heard the results of the poll yet?
Of your guys' poll?
Yeah.
No, I
haven't. What do you think the results are?
So it's just yes or no?
Yeah.
So the question is it unfair he's outside? I'm going to say no. Or no, I'm going to say yes at 65%.
So the question is, do you agree with that he's outside
then it would be
of the
no.
tier?
No at 65%.
It's actually yes at 54%.
So this is where I was going to go with it. I definitely don't think it's a slap in the face to Jalen to have him at 5. Like, I think the fact that he's at 5... Real this time last year, people would have killed to have him at 5 when you consider coming off of 23.
He was like somewhere between 11 and 17 in most lists last year.
For sure. That being said, I do think he should be ranked number 2. Like, I don't think it's a slap to have him outside those top 4. And I think if all the players in the league were eligible to be drafted, those would be the first 4 picks. Probably. Right.
So if they're judging the 4 best the best quarterbacks, then if you think those would be the 4 top picks, then how is Jalen above them?
Because Jalen has a Super Bowl. And that has to matter. The wins in the Super Bowl.
They're ranking the best quarterbacks.
I know, but like Mahomes is the best quarterback, right? But Mahomes is also the unquestioned number one because he has Super Bowls. Like, I think you could compare him and Josh Allen, him and Joe Burrow. Right. I think Mahomes is the best.
I agree with that. But the winning is separate.
But the reason he is, like, everyone puts him one, like when you make the list, you put him one and then you start, is because of the Super Bowls. Like, that's the difference, right? So I think if you wanted to talk about pure talent.
Well, he's also just for...
He is better. I agree.
Well, but the other thing is, to just say it's the Super Bowls, I think is concentrating a little too much on his stats from maybe the last year or two and not enough on... The guy threw 50 touchdown passes.
Dude, I agree with you. He is the best quarterback. Okay. I'm just saying...
It's
not just the winning, but I think that is the deciding factor between him and these other guys.
Between him and like Burrow, I would
yes,
say
exactly,
so.
Yes, exactly. Sure, right? Yeah. So I think when you look at Jalen, his numbers are comparable to those four. They just are. You can look at passing yards. You can look at total yards. You can look at like turnovers. He's better. Total touchdowns. Like the numbers are comparable. Number one. Number two,
his passing yards are not comparable.
He's within 1,000 yards of. I believe he's. I have it written down. He's within 1,000 yards of Lamar. 1,000 yards of Burrow.
You mean last year?
No, I'm talking over the last 3 years. Okay. My apologies. Yeah, the last 3 years.
Okay, so Burrow was hurt, right? And Lamar missed games too.
Yeah, but that's part of it. Like Burrow's injury history should qualify for this when talking about it, for sure, 100%.
All right.
I mean, Wentz was hurt all the time. He got that held against him.
Yeah, what do you
guys
say about that, Spike?
I guess nothing. I guess he would throw for more yards than a guy who isn't playing in a game. If that is your point, then
yes.
I guess that's...
Yeah, but we're talking over 3 years. I'm not saying last week he had more yards.
Why
I'm saying
you pick
over
3 years so you can include 22?
No, yes. We could just do last year. Okay. I included 3 years because I think it's a fair sample size for a player. We could do four. We could do whatever. I'm just saying that what I picked.
Okay.
But also, and I'm not going to let you and Jack bully me off of this.
I'm here with you.
He has the second most wins over the past 3 years. He has more playoff wins than a lot of those quarterbacks. He has a Super Bowl. He's been to two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. There is no question his resume stacks up better than Josh Allen, Joe Burrow,
that's
and Lamar.
Fine. Yeah, it's not a resume list. You already
but
gave
it
up.
Is a resume
see,
list.
No, see, here's the thing.
But that's part of
no,
it.
No, but see, here's the thing, Alec. You already gave up your side here. And it's unfortunate because you're a good arguer.
No, I'm not.
But the first thing you said was... If there was a draft tomorrow, those four quarterbacks would go ahead of Jalen. So,
yes,
so
that's
if we,
part
so
of it.
If we were talking about the best quarterbacks, and you're saying those four quarterbacks would be drafted first, mm-hmm. then they are the best quarterbacks.
No, I don't think that's true. You could argue they are more talented. You could argue that. I don't think it's completely clear they're more talented, but you could argue that. But when you're making a ranking of something, resume is included.
Right,
in
and that's
that.
Why he's fifth.
No, but no. But that's why I'm saying I think it's wrong.
Would not
I'm saying he should be second. Based off a resume, he should be second.
But it's not just based off a resume.
But that's part of it.
I know, which is why he's fifth. Otherwise, he wouldn't even be
no,
fifth.
No, but that's why I'm disagreeing. And I'm saying his stats, his skill, those things are comparable to those guys.
I don't think so.
But the stats are comparable.
No, you're cherry-picking stats.
I'm not cherry-picking stats.
Well, of course you are.
Okay, well, what stat would you say these quarterbacks are way better than him in? Where there is a noticeable gap. Not like, 100 yards over a season or whatever.
They're all noticeable better passers than Jalen. All of them.
I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, but I just wonder why you think that.
Because put your phone down.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the numbers.
Well, I'm looking at you dead in the eye.
Yeah.
Do you think that Joe Burrow is a significantly better passer than Jalen Hurts?
I think Joe Burrow is a significantly better passer.
Okay. There's one.
Yeah.
Do you think, what's his name?
Josh Allen or Lamar.
Number one.
Pat Mahomes
is a significantly better. Okay, so number three, do we think Lamar Jackson is a significantly better?
I do not. No,
you don't.
I think Lamar has a better arm, but I don't think he's a better passer.
Yeah,
than
I don't know if he's a better passer.
Do you think, 41 touchdown passes and four picks would suggest he's a good passer?
I would. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what he had last year.
Okay. Yeah, he's good. I'm agreeing, but I'm saying I think that Jalen is all. I think Jalen is just as good at passing the ball as Lamar is.
He's not.
He's certainly more accurate. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here you go. He's more accurate. Okay. And I think he makes better decisions. Now, last year, Lamar did only have four interceptions. Now, Jalen, I think, had what, six?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, right?
It is. It is
interceptions.
But also, I never said it's the most. I said
you did.
winning and then interceptions.
No, you said taking care of the ball.
Put him however you want.
But
he wins more than Lamar.
I would say four and six is basically the same.
Right. It's not like Jalen had 12.
Yeah, four and six is...
Well, Lamar played all 17 games, right?
Did he? I don't know. You have to tell me. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jalen played 15, 16?
He missed three. I mean, he essentially missed three games. Because he only played a drive of the Washington game.
Right, and then
two more games.
Oh, was it two?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you sure? The last two because they clinched.
Yeah.
So it was Washington, and then wasn't it Dallas? He didn't play the last week. I'm thinking of meaningful games. Yeah. But you're right from a stats perspective. I was trying to remember the meaningful games.
I just like, we could do the stats thing all day long. I've watched those guys play. I think they're all better on the field than Jalen is. That's fine. Jalen is at fifth, I think, is a major concession for me, and I think it's fair.
Again, like I started, I don't think Jalen at fifth is a slap in the face to Jalen, but I do think he deserves to be second.
See, my argument is always that word elite.
Mm-hmm.
If you... or anybody could give us something specific that goes in that category of elite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because when you compare the quarterbacks, one guy does this better than the other guy.
Does that make him
automatically better than that guy? I think
they all carry their teams in a way that Jalen doesn't.
I just don't think that's true, though.
But that's fine. That's fine. Because Jalen still carries his team. He's still the driving force.
Correct.
Behind the team.
Yeah, I don't. I guess.
See, when you guys say carry, you want him to be a Superman and rush for 100 yards, and I think we all agree that's not him.
Sure.
That's not him. But if we're saying elite, there has to be something that puts you in that category that's different than everybody else. And to me, if Pat Mahomes is going to be in that category, I don't understand how Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow get in the same category with Patrick Mahomes for something that matters. Because I'll tell you this, this eye testing is a fan thing. So if you were to ask a GM, a quarterback, an owner, even fan bases, what matters to them the most from their quarterback? Do you think they would want what Jalen has done in his career as the quarterback?
I could frame it completely different. Mm-hmm. And I could say, if I asked all 30 general managers, which quarterback would you rather have?
Sure.
Those four guys or him?
Sure.
I think those four guys would go ahead of him.
That may be true.
Yeah. Right.
But to me, that's off of physical talent. That's off of physical measures. That's not off of what you actually want from a quarterback when you draft him to be your quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think it's just physical with those guys. It's not. There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who have physical tools who don't perform at the level that those guys do.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just physical skills.
Those guys
have won plenty of football games.
Yeah, so it's Jalen. Jalen, yeah. He just told you Jalen's won the second most games.
Yeah, only Mahomes has won more games. Yeah. And if you include playoffs, I think Mahomes is still one, but Jalen's definitely number two.
Sure, but I don't want to put those guys in the category of is physically skilled, but that's all that there are. We see that all the time.
But they're not like Jamarcus Russell. The point you're making is they have Caleb Williams.
I'm not saying that, but I can't have Lamar in the elite category when he's lost in the playoffs as the number one seed.
What's Lamar's best win?
I don't get how Lamar is in there.
You could make that argument with Lamar.
Right.
That's absolutely what I'm saying.
I wouldn't make it with the other three guys. You could make it with Lamar.
But I also think you've gone a little far in being like, Jalen does make a ton of massive plays for this team. Third down. Obviously, the conference championship game, the Super Bowl. There'll be highlights, whatever you see, and I forget some of big third down. So the only point I'm making is, yes, he has talent around him. He is still the most important player on the roster. Those other teams have great defense. Those other teams have people that help them. Jalen also is put in situations where he makes plays on big third downs where Lamar has not made those plays.
Sure.
Yeah, and so I think that matters too.
Absolutely. And there are games that Lamar has carried his team in a way that Jalen could not.
But there's also games Jalen has carried his team. There is. I mean, he literally carried them to a win against Josh Allen, for what it's worth.
I wish you were here for 2022. You would feel a lot different.
See, I was much younger then. I had a lot less gray hair.
But you didn't experience.
Sure, right, you're right.
Jalen Hurts, right? Like, it was totally different than this past. Hold on real quick. Yep. It was totally different than this past year where Jalen in 2022 was the story of the NFL. Mm-hmm. He was literally the best player in the league.
He was voted number two by the players
in the NFL.
And look more like the guy that we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl this year. Yes. And I've said,
now imagine getting that all year long and seeing that.
And as I've said, if he plays the way that he played in those two games for a season, well, you have a bad game here and there, whatever. Right. But if he plays that way for a season, he's elite. Absolutely.
So here's the other thing, too. And I know you don't want me to read stats.
Hang on.
Right?
Can we?
Yeah, go for it.
One thing. All right. You know who else is elite? Colonial Hyundai.
How'd I know?
See how I did that? See how I did that? Come on.
Nice.
And they're going to hook, they know you're elite. They're going to treat you like you're elite. You're going to walk in there. The car czar is going to be like, look, another elite customer. He's going to say to his staff, they're going to treat you in an elite way. They have an elite new dealership, grand reopening, beautiful, hooking you up with one of two elite incentives. Either 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, this goes up to May 31st, or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you look, you go onto the lot there and look at their amazing collection of brand new Hyundais there. Elantra, it's there. The Palisade, it's there. The Ioniq, it's there. Whatever you want, either 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And you can go online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
So let me read the stats, because I think the audience will find it interesting. So over the past 3 years, right? Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts have both played 56 games, not including the playoffs. So just 56 regular season games. Jalen Hurts has 28 games where his passer rating was over 100. Josh Allen, 28 games where his passer rating was over 100. Jalen Hurts has 10 times, it was 79 and below. Josh Allen has 15 times. So the point I'm trying to make here is, I think because we watch Jalen every week, like, we don't see the games where Josh Allen plays poorly, and we just see the highlights and thinking of him. But, like, over the past 3 years, Jalen Hurts has, without question, been a better quarterback. Like, the wins, the passer rating stuff, the rushing is mostly even. Like, so, yes, I do think that the league would pick Josh Allen. I agree with you on that.
But why do you think that?
Because I think they think Josh Allen's more talented. But I think they might be wrong with that, because we also see free agents and guys like get signed because they were high draft picks. Jalen Hurts being a second round pick, being viewed as a backup, I still think punishes him in these rankings. I still think it is held against him that, unlike Lamar, well, Lamar was still a first round pick.
So wait a minute. So the opposite should be true then. Then why isn't Sam Darnold getting huge contracts? He got paid half of what Jalen gets.
But I'm
paid.
Saying he got. But when you think of what he is, he still got paid a ton of money. Let's not act like, I mean, he would
Baker
get
should get bigger contracts.
Gino, if I'm not mistaken, get 40
Baker,
million a year.
Baker Mayfield. But that you could put that number on it. That's like 18th. Highest paid in the NFL.
No, I agree, but the point I'm making is Sam Darnold has not had a good NFL career. Like, but Sam Darnold still gets jobs off of potential, is the point I'm making.
Well, and Sam Darnold
played awesome last year.
Yeah, last year.
I agree. Yeah. I was surprised when he got paid. But what I think happened to him is in the postseason, his game in the playoffs did not help him.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
So they saw him in the postseason, and they said, oh, whoa.
I think people were looking for a reason to not.
I think Jalen gets punished because of the draft status, for sure, number that. But also, I think he gets punished because people view the Eagles as having a ton of talent around them, great staff, great GM. But I still think, as someone that's there, you know, like, obviously you guys are too, but not like a national person, Jalen also helped turn this team around. Like, Jalen is still the most important player on the team. He might not be the most talented, but I think he's the most important. And I don't see how the most important player on arguably the best team in the NFL over the past 3 years doesn't have an argument for being in the top, like, four, if you want to make that point.
Okay. By the way, your selective endpoint stats, where you're like, well, I found games where they're... Well, what if they had a quarterback rating of 98? Then
I have
the
that down
like?
Too.
Or what if it was lower than 77?
But let me ask you this: what would you?
Right?
What would you? Hold on! No!
You found a number that made
you
that
act
made your
like
argument
I picked 94 and 73. I picked 179 and below.
What is 79?
Because I think 79 and below starts to be a bad game. If you want to give me another number, you pick a number. Go ahead.
84.
okay, I have over 100, I have 91 to 99, and I have, like, so you can say the numbers don't matter, but that's just because they're not saying what you want to hear, which is he has been just as good as Josh Allen over the past 3 years.
Okay.
He has.
Okay.
Okay.
But yet,
glad you agree.
But yet, most general managers would pick Josh Allen.
But yeah, that doesn't
and
mean
Josh Allen won a real MVP, not a fake MVP.
Well, Jalen, I never brought up the fake MVP a single time. He has a Super Bowl MVP, which I think is more important than MVP, and he also has a Super Bowl trophy and more wins than Josh Allen.
So does
and,
I mean?
And
so does
you can
Nick
say
Foles.
He has to go through Mahomes.
So does Nick Foles and Joe Flacco.
Yeah, and you have Foles as the best quarterback in franchise history. So why does the winning matter for Nick Foles, but you don't bring it up for Jalen?
I don't think he's the best quarterback in franchise history. I think Donovan McNabb is.
Okay, so I got that wrong. I thought you said it was Foles.
No.
Yeah, it was Don, and we're lucky we didn't have to have that debate last week, and we were supposed to.
Oh, me and you?
No, I don't think it was you I was supposed to debate. I don't
know there
I
was supposed to be a Donovan
I was supposed to debate, somebody,
the
Jalen versus Donovan.
That sounds horrible.
Jack, do we want to do the Paul George thing before Elliot leaves?
Yeah, I mean, aren't you aggravated enough?
Yeah,
I did have one more Jalen thing.
Oh, great, awesome. God,
I just think you guys are pinning him for the fifth and sixth most important things in quarterback play. Like you're
throwing.
No. You're
I'm
talking
saying
about
it's okay
passing
that he's the,
yards and pa- like
I'm saying
he
that
wins,
he's, it's
he takes
okay.
care of the ball, he
I'm
makes big plays on
okay.
third down.
I'm saying that's okay that he's ranked as the fifth quarterback
and I'm with
in
you
football.
On that, but I'm
it's
saying,
like, what are we doing?
No,
here?
I'm with you on that. But
it's like, nothing's ever enough. He's got to be two. It's like, shut up.
I started by saying
about?
It's okay being fifth, but what I'm saying is the things that you're dinging him for, I don't think are as important as the things that
well,
you're
how
not
about
getting.
This for dinging him?
Go ahead.
The entire organization decided he was such a bad leader that they publicly leaked the information to multiple sources that he was a bad leader and didn't talk to his teammates. Does that count against him? And then, at the bye week, not only did they decide that he was throwing the ball so badly that they needed to pull it back, but that the head of security and the longtime Eagle had to take a trip to his house to talk to him about talking to his teammates. So if we're talking about the most important player on the team, shouldn't he be able to be a leader without being drugged to it and begged by it by his organization?
Yes, he should have been a better leader.
I feel like you're not dinging him enough for that. And all we do is talk about him leading and him being the guy.
I didn't
and
bring
a
that
leader,
up a single time.
And
for
he's
what
the
it's
most
worth.
Important to my judgment. If he's going to be the most important guy on the team, then the organization shouldn't have to leak things to Jay Glazer and Ian Rappaport and Jeff McClain and everybody that they've leaked to talk about what a bad leader he was.
I agree. He's gone through phases where he could be a better leader. I agree with you on
bad.
That. Yeah, I agree with you on that, right? I agree. But that
like
doesn't...
that's Embiid level
but,
stuff.
But he can't. You can't pick and choose when he's the most important player. Like, he is also the most important player when they win all the time. It's not just when he's being a bad leader or when they have to take the passing game and the turnovers. Like, he's always the most important player. And so when they have the best record in football or second best over the past 3 years and two Super Bowls, then he has to get credit for that.
I'm he not does, sa- which I'm not is why
saying,
he's fifth.
Yes, and I'm not even saying fifth is, I've said repeatedly, not a slap in the face. But his resume is one where if I say he's two, that's not a crazy statement.
Okay.
I agree.
There we go. We agree. Now we can talk about something else we agree on.
So Paul George will not stop podcasting, no matter how much we beg him to stop podcasting. I guess I have respect for it.
Honestly, he's come back with a vengeance. I'm not going to lie. Like, he has Carmelo on. He did a pod with someone else. Like,
the people want it.
He ain't bounced back from that Gilly pod.
The Gilly one.
Well, the Gilly pod was good. It didn't work out great for him, but it was a good pod.
Yeah, it was a great pod. Yeah.
Well, this one didn't work out great for him. He's getting roasted by Tobias Harris on Twitter.
Yeah.
But here's what he said about...
Toby came back?
Oh, he did.
Toby tweeted back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's what he had to say about Ace Bailey.
I look at Ace Bailey and how he played this season. And I think his game translates as a go-getter.
Yeah, you know,
all-star, you know, put the ball in my hand, last seconds. I'm like, I want those moments. He's ISO ball ready.
Great.
My type of player.
I just, I couldn't be more excited hearing Carmelo say he loves Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
It's perfect for me.
Yeah, talk about guys with long histories of winning.
Yeah, well, he's a great ISO player.
He was a great ISO player.
Yeah.
Paul George, not a great ISO player anymore. He was pretty good at one point in his career. Players, you know, Ace Bailey's your guy. Has Ike made his announcement yet?
I'm on the Ace
train. Was there ever a question? Come on. Yeah, me and him both wanted Brandon Ingram. Like,
That is true.
We do see things the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're bucket boys.
Yeah.
Are you going to start tweeting hashtag Ace the Pick, Ike?
No, I will not do that, though. No.
Oh, come on. Just once. Ace the Pick. I'll text you the little Photoshop with 35 on his jersey.
To be clear, I'm not even very much anti-Ace Bailey. If they picked Ace Bailey, it's fine.
I'm worried I'm driving you away from Ace Bailey.
Yeah, you are.
I know. I wish you could not do that. Because he seems like such your kind of guy. Like, the YouTube is awesome on him.
YouTube's okay. It's okay. There's a lot of great YouTube guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, Edgecombe is a great YouTube guy. So is Trey Johnson is a great YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm not in on Edgecombe. He just seems like a role player to me.
Well, but that's because, then this is my problem, is normally I go into this stuff, I just watch the YouTube, and that's it. I've read too much analysis of these guys, and I feel like Edgecombe, like, if you just watch, I feel like you've read too much on him. Because if you just watch his YouTube, he's super explosive. He's dunking on
people. Yeah, but the difference is the Edgecombe YouTube, to me, he's always dunking on, like, fast breaks and stuff. Like, very rarely the Edgecombe YouTube
do
I watch
him. The Ben Simmons dunks.
Do I see him get the... Now, Trey Johnson, I think, is the person that you could maybe talk me off of Ace Bailey for.
Okay. Yeah. He's a bucket getter.
I like Trey Johnson.
He is. Yeah.
I think
he looks small to me, though.
He is small. Well, he's skinny. He's 6'4",
I mean.
But he's skinny.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, great appearance as always. Yeah.
That was quick.
Great Tuesday.
Listen, you didn't stop talking.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
We got it. Can we get you just to call in after OTA tomorrow?
So the practice, they practice at 12:50, players talk at 2:30, so I would think at 4.
Okay.
I could call in.
I can't wait to hear about OTAs tomorrow.
Practice gets moved up, and it's indoors.
That's the prediction
for Mike. Minutes
guessing, yeah. So it'll be a lot of depth chart notes. It won't be a lot of...
It's almost time for Everyday Elliot.
Everyday Eagles.
My time of the year.
All right, Elliot. But you'll be able to hear all the OTA stuff on the Go Birds podcast. You got to subscribe to Go Birds podcast. You get a pod every morning.
Yep. Had one out yesterday to the 90-man roster. Bubbles, locks, long shots.
The content machine over here.
Get
it wherever you get your podcast. Talk a little. Phils have a big series starting tonight.
Fightin'.
Braves play a real team, finally.
They're like the Eagles again.
Yes.
It reminds me of them. Season.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
High hopes. Shaggy Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.